Hare Krishna. Thank you for attending today's session. We will be talking about the glories of Sri Ram because his appearance is in 2 days. So what an amazing time that Lord Ram is going to appear. And we should try that Lord Ram appears in our hearts as well. So by the mercy of my Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, and all the Vaishnavas, I will try to speak something on Lord Sri Ram. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So today we will be talking about Lord Ram. So when the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears on this planet or in the material world, the aim is to meet the devotees. Right? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharatam abhyuttathanam dharmasya tadatmanam sujamyaham paritranaya sadhuna vinaschaya drushkatam dharma sansapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. So the Lord appears first to meet his devotees, to fulfill the desires of his devotees, and then he will deal with the demons and all them. And after that, he will re-establish the dharma. So Krishna says that in Bhagavad Gita. So the reason Lord Narasimha appeared to kill Hiranyakashipu, and Lord Varaha came, Lord Kurma came, so they all came and they exhibited such a unique Leela. And equally when Lord Ram appeared in Treta Yuga. So what is the reason that Lord Ram appears? So it is written that Vipra Dhenu Sura Santa Hita Linaha Prabhu Manuja Avatara. Nija Icha Nimita Tanu Maya Tanu Guna Soyara. So Vipra means the Brahman. The Brahmins, Dhenu means mother cows. Dhenu is also mother earth. Sur who are in favor of religious principles. And Asuras like Ravan, so many demons. Tarka, Suparnakha, Marij, all them. Hita Linaha Prabhu Manuja Avatara. For those people, Prabhu Linaha Manuja Avatara means he appeared as human being. Nija Icha Nimita Tanu Maya Guna Sogyara. Nija Icha, he comes by his own free will. All the demigods, including Brahma, Indra, all them, they go and pray to the Lord when Mother Earth is in distress. But the Lord appears by his own free will. And when he comes, he exhibits many, many wonderful pastimes. But he gives certain messages as well. So in Krishna Leela, when Lord Krishna appeared, the way he performed his Leela, can any one of us follow that? Can we follow Krishna? Because he married 16,108 queens. He had that many wives. He was a thief. He used to steal in people's homes. He would do Vastraharan. He would do so many things that according to our mind is not right. on the battlefield, he'll run away because when he couldn't fight Jarasan. But every activity of him is glorious. If we stole something, we will be labeled. Right? But when he steals, he's Makhanchor. And we worship him as Makhanchor. When he runs away from the battlefield, Ranchorai ki jai. So he's called Ranchorai. So all his leelas are amazing, unique, and on the very high spiritual level. Hence, none of us can follow the footsteps of how Lord Krishna lived on this planet. None of us can. But we can follow what he said, his instructions. He gave Bhagavad Gita. And he gave Dhyana Yoga, Karma Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, everything he gave in Bhagavad Gita. If one follows Bhagavad Gita religiously, their life can be a success. And he doesn't put any pressure. One point he says, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharatam abhyuttathanam dharmasyam tadatmanam sujamyaham paritranaya saduna vinashaya drushkatam dharma sansapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. So he gives all the reasons why he comes. Then after giving all the instructions, he tells Arjun that sarva dharma paritajya mama ekam saranam raja. Aham sarva papebhyo mokshyami masucham Arjun. But after saying that, then he says, you do whatever you want to do. I'm not going to control you, so you do whatever you want to do. So he gives us that intelligence, independence. So if we follow Bhagavad Gita, our life can be successful. Whereas Lord Ram, we can follow Lord Ram's footpath, isn't it? He is the best son. He is the best brother. He is the best sevak. He is the best king. Even to this date, we are hankering for Ram Raj. How many of us have heard that Ram Raj, in the time of Ram Raj, people didn't have locks in their houses. People didn't have any calamities. Children didn't die before parents. So all these facilities were there. The ritus, the weather was sanukul. Everything was capital P for perfect in the kingdom of Lord Ram. So we can follow Lord Ram on his lifestyle. But what did he give us? What is his compassion? How can we feel his compassion? He gave something unique. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 7.5.23, Prahlad Maharaj says about Navada Bhakti, nine folds of devotional service. Starts from Shravan, then Kirtan, Pada Sevanam, all that. And right at the end is Atmanivedanam. And there is Acharya of each that Bhakti. In Ramayana, in Ram's Leela, in Treta Yuga, in Dandakaranya, there are seven kands, right? And in Dandakaranya, when Ram and Lakshman, they both were alone, Ravan had already kidnapped Mother Sita. And Ram was searching for Mother Sita. And they entered this Dandakaranya, huge forest. As soon as they entered there, there was dhvani. Dhvani means that vibration. Ram, 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 Ram. And Lakshman became a bit anxious. And he looked at Ram and he said, there's some demons here, some asuras living here. They are just, with their maya, maya shakti, they are going to attack us. And Ram said, no, Lakshman, you don't have the ears to hear that this dhvani, this vibration is not from Maya Devi, it's from a very sincere devotee of mine who's been waiting there for many, many years. And they went, and through the forest, they came to this beautiful, amazing ashram. And on the path, there were flowers on this path. And Ram and Lakshman, they walked on this path and they came near this little hut. And there was this old, very old, who was really, she didn't have any teeth. Her body was bent. And she was waiting for somebody like this. And when Ram and Lakshman reached there, she looked at them and she fell on the feet of Lord Ram and washed the feet of Ram with her tears. And she could not talk. So Ram pacified her. She brought both of them in her little hut. And she started looking around that how can I invite this Supreme Personality in my little hut? I haven't got even a proper place for him to sit. So there were torn mats on which Lord Ram and Lakshman sat, and she sat opposite to Ram, and she just kept looking at Lord Ram. No word was coming from her mouth. All the time the tears were flowing like Ganga and Yamuna from her eyes. Eventually she came into her senses and she started giving Ram and Lakshman some fruits. But she was tasting them before giving it to Ram. I mean, Ram took it. But Lakshman wouldn't. Would we take anybody, somebody take it, taste it and give it to us? We wouldn't do that. So Lakshman was a bit hesitant. So Ram took from Shabri, ate that and then gave it to Lakshman. So it became Mahaprasad. And then Lord Ram spoke to Shabri. And Shabri said, how many years, my whole lifetime, I have been waiting for you to come here. Now who is this Shabri? Who is this Shabri? Shabri was born into a low class, a bill. Very low class family. And when she came to the marriageable age, her marriage was arranged. At that time, she saw that in the courtyard there were hundreds of goats and sheep. So she asked her father, that what are they for? So the father said, well, it's your wedding, so we will need them to feed the people who will bring, the people who will come to your wedding. And Shabri was young and her heart sank. She thought, is this what we are, will kill them and eat them? So father chuckled, laughed and said, don't you know we eat them every day? So she had no idea. In today's terms, the young children in school, when they are asked, where does the chicken come from? Where does this meat come from? You know what is their answer? They say, from the supermarket. They have no idea. And when they do get an idea, it's too late for them. It's really gone in their bloodstream. But Shabri at that time was horrified. So in the middle of the night, in the dark, she left home. And after walking for days, hiding, walking, she came to the ashram of Matanga Rishi, who was an exalted rishi in the forest of Dandakaranya. And Rishi took pity on her. So she stayed in Matanga Rishi's ashram and served him throughout the life. And when Matanga Rishi's time came to leave this world, he called Shabri and he said, "You stay in this ashram. You don't leave here. You stay here, and one day if you chant Lord Ram's name, if you do your devotional service, if you become very strict in your sadhana, Lord Ram will come to your ashram. He will walk towards your ashram." And with this hope, with these words, Shabri just stayed there. I mean, can you imagine that? What a trust in spiritual master's words. When we make a vow to our spiritual masters, and if our spiritual master gives us any instructions, how do we follow it? Do we follow because we have to follow it? Do we follow with our head? Or do we follow with our heart? There are three types of disciples, isn't it? One disciple would do something when spiritual master asks. Other disciple will not do, even when spiritual master asks something. But the top class disciple is, he will understand the heart of his guru. Before Guru Maharaj saying anything, that disciple will know what my Guru Maharaj wants. And Shabri was among them. She stayed there. Gradually her teeth fell off, her ears went, her eyesight became very weak, her body became bent, but she stayed there and Lord Ram came. So Lord Ram asked her about where to go, because Mother Sita has been kidnapped and we are searching for her. So she gave Ram instructions that you go to Pampa Sarovar. Over there you will meet Hanumanji. And he will help you to find Mother Sita. So when Ram and Lakshman became ready to leave, Shabri became very distressed and she said, "My Lord, all my life I have been waiting here for you to come. So I had a goal. I had a purpose. I was getting up every morning with the aim that you will come. But now once you will go, I will have no purpose in life. And I don't want to live here now. I want to leave this world and go." So Lord Ram became very happy and he said, "Yes, in my presence you leave this world and go to Saket Dham." Lord Ram's abode is called Saket Dham, which is just below the Golok Vrindavan up there. And Ram gave permission, but Shabri said, "Prabhuji, before I go, can you please tell me what is this Navada Bhakti? Can you please, I want to know about Navada Bhakti." And Ram became very happy. So Ram instructed Shabri in her heart to ask this question for us. Shabri was not at a lower level, she was a highest form of devotee. So Ram said, yes, I will, Mother Sabri, I will give you what is Navada Bhakti. So there are many variations of Ramayana, about 300 different, in different languages. There is Valmiki Ramayana, there is Ananda Ramayana by Lord Shiva, there is Tulsidas Ramayana, Ramcharitmanas, there is Kamba Ramayana in South India, by written by Kambaka Rishi, and there is Kagbhushandi Ramayana, so Yajnavalk Ramayana. So there are so many variations. But Srila Prabhupada says, but the root of all the Ramayans are Valmiki Ramayana. Right? That is the root of all the Ramayans. So in Ramcharitmanas, and even in Valmiki Ramayana, there is a talk about this Navada Bhakti. So Bhagavatam, when Prahlad Maharaj talks about 9 folds of devotional service, he is given all the list. Now Ram is giving Sabri the 9 folds of devotional service. Now number 9, Ram appeared on the 9th day. There are Navadvip. So this number 9, what is the significance, number 9? Why number 9 is so important? If there is any mathematician here, when we multiply any other number, 2, 3, 4, any other number, the numbers will fluctuate. But when you multiply 9, 9 plus 9 is 9, 9 plus 2 is 18.
9 times.
Times. So multiply, yeah. So 9 multiply 2 is 18. 8 and 1, 9. So 3,
27.
7 and 2,
9.
So if you go 3, 4,
36.
3 and 6, 5, 5 and 4, 6,
9,
7, 9, and then 9. Yeah. So every time it just stays 9. There is number 9 is so significant. Any other number, whereas Krishna was appeared in on the 8th day, but it fluctuates, it goes up and down. So number 9 is very significant. So the first bhakti is Prathama Bhagati Santana Karasanga. The first bhakti, Lord Ram says, that association of saintly person. That is the first step of entering on the bhakti marg, is association of a saintly person. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it says that Brahmananda Brahmete Kono Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Kripa Se Pai Bhakti Lata Bridge. Only after meeting a guru or a devotee, the Bhakti Lata Bridge will be planted in our heart. So Ram says the first bhakti, the first step of bhakti is Sadhu Sangha, Santana Sangha. And the second one, Dusari Rati Mama Katha Prasanga. After meeting the sadhus and santas, Mama Katha Prasanga, then we will have this desire to listen, to hear about Lord's glory. Because without hearing the Lord's glory, how can we even think about Him? So that is the second bhakti. Lord Ram says to Sabri, that second one is that then you will have a rati. Rati means you will feel desire. Your desire will increase to hear about me. And the third bhakti is Guru Pada Pankaj Seva. Then you will have a conviction And then when Guru comes in our life, Pada Pankaj Seva, Guru's Seva, not only his Seva, the lotus feet of Guru Maharaj will be in our heart and we will serve Guru Maharaj all the time. Again, when we take a vow at the time of initiation, that is our promise, right? That we will serve Guru and Gauranga. Now the fourth bhakti is Chothi Bhagati Mama Gunagana. Right? So the first one is Sadhu Sangha, then hearing, then the serving lotus feet of the Guru. By serving the Lord, by serving the Guru, our desire, our love to chant, our love to talk about Krishna, our love to have association and constantly talk about the Lord increases. So these things are very important in life. Now the fifth one is Mantra Japa Mama Kara Drada Vishwasa. If we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Shri Shri Radha Gokul Nand Ki Jai, Shri Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Ji Ki Jai, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. So when we start chanting, we are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. But as time goes, as our association increases, as our devotional service increases, as our desire to serve our Guru increases, that chanting becomes like condensed milk. When the milk, when we put milk on the gas, on the fire, it's got a lot of water. But once one keep boiling that milk, it becomes like rubbery, thick. And that taste is nectarian. That's why we offer Lord Krishna rubbery every night, because it's so nectarian. So the mantra jap, that will become intense for us. In the beginning stage, it just from the mouth, we just chant. But then gradually, it's from the heart. It comes from the heart. And when the attentiveness becomes really, really deeper, and when that mantra comes from the core of our nabhi, that's what it means, that the mantra jap with drada vishwas, that this mantra, this holy name, for me, is a boat that's going to lift me and help me cross this sea of nations. And that conviction becomes solidified in our heart, like Haridas Thakur. His conviction was just amazing. And he became the acharya of Nam. And the sixth one, is Sila Virati Bahukarma. Chattama Bhagati Sila Virati Bahukarma Nirata Nirantara Sajjana Dharma. So the sixth one is once we chant, once we have association of devotees, sadhu, shastra and guru, once we live in that mode of goodness, follow the regulative principles, our lifestyle becomes saral. Saral means without any complication. In today's world, people like complication, right? Because if life is simple, it's not fun. If it's complicated, then there's more fun. Why it is? Why Lord Ram is green and Krishna is blue? Sometimes he's white, sometimes he's black. Why is it? Why Krishna did that? Isn't that the the norm of every living entity. So that sajjanta, that saralta, by chanting, by association, those things will develop. So what is it saying? It's saying that this is a process to achieve the supreme goal of our life. So one becomes saral, the life becomes saral. When we enter this path of bhakti, our life becomes simple. And isn't that what Srila Prabhupada says? Simple living, high thinking. In the beginning, it's high thinking, high living and simple thinking. But gradually, it becomes, the life becomes a bit simple. It becomes simple externally and internally. Externally, I might be very simple, right? Very, very simple. But it's internal. How do we develop that type of simplicity from within? So the seventh bhagati is Sātava Sama Mohimaya Jagadekha Mote Santa Adhika Kari Lekha. So seventh bhakti, Lord Ram is saying that when one comes to the certain stage, they see my swarup in every living entity. Isn't it? We all have Paramatma in our heart. When we leave Krishna's abode, the Lord doesn't leave us just on our own. He comes as a Paramatma in our heart. He witnesses our every action, every thought. He is the one who is the prime witness of everything that we do in our life. I can fool you, but I cannot fool him. There was this guru, he had two disciples. And after a while, when the guru was a bit old, he wanted to give his own position to one of the disciples. So he wanted to test them, that how is this disciples? So he gave them each a mango and said, go into the forest, wherever, and eat when nobody is looking. They both went. One came after half an hour, and Guru said, okay, so where did you eat your mango? He said, Guru Maharaj, I didn't have to go far. Just behind our hut, behind our ashram, there was nobody, so I ate my mango, and I came back. Okay, so the other disciple did not come. Evening fell, the sun set, and Guru was worried about this disciple. Eventually he came with the mango in his hand. He gave mango back to his guru and he said, I couldn't eat it because wherever I went, I saw the Lord's eyes. There were birds and the bees and the insects and the animals and the trees. I saw Lord in every one of them. And I couldn't eat that mango. And the guru said, you are the right candidate to take my position. Because Sita Rama mai sab jag jani karahu pranam jori jugpani. So when one comes to the stage that we see Krishna, we see the Lord in every entity, when we reach that stage, we will be very mindful about committing offenses to anybody. Because we talk about Vaishnava aparad, but when we go on a deeper level, every living entity in any form, they are Vaishnavas. Because jive swarupe hoi nitya Krishna das. So that is the seventh bhagati. Ram says that one sees me in every living entity. And the eighth one, Eighth one is Atham Jatha Lab Santosha Sapne Hu Nahi Dekhi Par Dosha. Atham is Jatha Lab Santosha, for my own gain. I will not ruin somebody else's life. I will be Santosha. Contentment is the jewel of a devotee. Because when somebody is content, when they are happy in whatever situation they are, then you will see their facial expression, they are happy. But when somebody is not happy in the situation wherever they are, then they are not happy, they are not satisfied, and their unhappiness, their negativity, it spreads to others as well. How many times we come across people, when you ask them, how are you Prabhuji? How are you Mataji? They would say, today I've got this problem, that problem, I've got... Oh, every problem under the sun they will count. On the other side, when you meet some devotees, doesn't matter what sort of calamities they are going through, they will be saying, it's Krishna's mercy. It's Krishna's mercy. Or sapne hu nahi dekhi par dosha. They don't see negativity in others. We are very quick in seeing mistakes in others, isn't it? We all do that. I do it. I'm the culprit. We all do it. This prasadam wasn't nice. This prabhu's, when he or she met me, they didn't even look at me. They didn't fold their hands when they said Hari Bol. All sorts of problems, isn't it? Negativity. It's raining. Oh, it's raining today. Horrible weather, isn't it? It's too much sunshine. It's too hot. So, sapne hu nahi dekhi par dosha. And ninth. Now the ninth one is Navam sarala savasana chalahina mama bharosahiya harasana dina. So the ninth one is sarala svabhav. Sarala svabhav means the mind like a child. The children don't have any cunningness, isn't it? They're simple. Whatever comes in their mind, they will speak. But that doesn't mean we have to speak what comes in our mind. In that case, we have to become like child. We have to become that subtle, that simple. And mama bharosa hi harashana dina. So in their heart, whether they are in good position or in not so good position, they are going straight. In Bhagavad Gita, there is that slope, isn't it? Marta spashtestu kunteya sitoshana sukha dukkha da agamapaino nityastamashtiti keshava bharata. So Krishna says to Arjuna that in any situation, when one is dhir gambhir, that person is eligible to become my devotee. That's the starting point of being a devotee, that we have to learn all these things. And then Lord Ram says to Shabri, Navamahu ekahi jinahe koi, nari purusha sacharachara hoi, soi atishaya priya bhamini more, sakala prakara bhagati dradhatore. So then after giving all these instructions, Lord Ram is telling to Shabri that Bhamini means the most beautiful lady. Now Shabri was very old. She was very old. Her body was completely finished. She couldn't see. There were no teeth. Her eyesight was not good. But Ram calls him Bhamini. Bhamini arthat, the most beautiful one. So what is the beauty? What is the beauty? It's internal, isn't it? Her real beauty is internal. And Lord Ram says to her that any male or female in this sacharachara jagat, means in the whole creation, who follows this path of bhakti religiously, I guarantee that they will come back to me. So this is Ram's promise. And Lord Ram gave this Navada Bhakti to Shabari, who is from a very low caste, from Bhil Jati. So when there are sometimes talks about Jatiwad, that who is Brahman, who is Shudra, who is Kshatriya, who is Vaishya, there is no difference. When somebody becomes a devotee of Lord Ram or Krishna, when they become a devotee, they are eligible to go home, go back to Godhead. So there is no distinction between male or female, or higher caste or lower caste, any caste. And that's why our Srila Prabhupada, are we all eligible for that level of devotion, that level of mercy? When we look around, and when we look at our own selves, none of us are. But because they are so merciful, the spiritual masters are so merciful, and that mercy flows to them from their spiritual master, and it goes on and on and on. And it comes from the Lord Himself, ahaituki, unconditional love Krishna gives us. Guru gives us that tool that we can develop that type of love that Shabari had. Shabari was not educated. Shabari did not know any shastra. All Shabari did was followed her spiritual master. And that's all she did. And because of her conviction, because of her simplicity, because of her dedication, determination, and devotion, Lord Ram came to her abode. And it wasn't an abode like a big palace, it was a small hut. So I would like to stop here. This is what Lord Ram gave, a Navada Bhakti, and he showed his compassion that how can we follow this form of bhakti and go back to our own constitution, position, wherever we are. So if anybody has got any comment, any question? Yes. Yes, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much for your class. It's nice to be in your presence here. Thank you for sharing. And I wanted to ask you, how do we develop simplicity from within, as you say? Is like commitment a result of being simple, or is just something that can help you to develop this simplicity?
How do we develop simplicity? How can one develop that simplicity? All the answers are in this Navada Bhakti, that by association of devotees, by our own personal sadhana, by our chanting, attentive chanting, which is so, so important. Our mind is like a child. The child, doesn't matter how many times a mother would say, don't touch that fire, but it has to touch. The child wouldn't listen. Our mind is like that. So we have to mold our mind. We have to train our mind. Mind will go away when we are chanting. Mind will want to do 101 thing when we sit down specially to do our chanting in the morning. This is my experience. But you constantly bring it back. Constantly. And when the mind is trained, right, I don't know whether we can train it fully, but when we are able to train the mind little bit, then that simplicity, that desire to not have too many objects in life comes. But it takes time. This is a process. Navada Bhakti, spiritual path, is not that when we reached M1, we are straight in Birmingham. We have to go through the process. So this is the process, right? First of all, we have to go through all the routes to come to the neck of M1, right? If we want to go to Birmingham. But then when we reach M1, the neck of M1, it doesn't mean we are in Birmingham. We have to still go through that journey. So beta, this is this journey. And in time, this is a slow process.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I'd like to ask you about separation from the spiritual master. They say that the vani is more important than the vapu. But in my experience, vapu is rather powerful, you know, when you're in the presence of a spiritual master. What is the value of that, and why, how do we connect with the spiritual master when they are not, when you're not able to associate with them in their vapu form? So when you only listen, is that still just the same effect as if there is a living master that you can actually take instructions from and communicate with and actually have a relationship? Can you comment on that, please?
Okay, how can we serve spiritual master without him being present? Vapu is very powerful than the vani. Yes, you are right. That's why in our community, in ISKCON community, we have mentorship system. Because spiritual master, when they give initiation, it's not necessarily that they will be with us all the time. Srila Prabhupada initiated thousands of disciples. Thousands. And some disciples never met Srila Prabhupada. I know so many devotees who never met Srila Prabhupada. They got initiation by letter or in the presence of a temple president. But those devotees are still very strong. And how did they do it? By associating with other devotees. So association is the key, and association is the essence of serving spiritual master. When we associate with our God brothers, God sisters, you are not away from the spiritual master. And spiritual master in the body form is important, but then we have to connect with that Guru Tattva. How do we know that Guru Tattva? And once we connect with that Tattva, you will feel that the presence of your spiritual master is always within your heart. We have to develop that mindset better. That is my understanding. Is anybody have got any other understanding? Yes, Prabhuji.
Prabhupada is the perfect example. Srila Prabhupada is the perfect example of this, is following the instruction of the spiritual master.
Yes.
He said, basically, his only qualification that he was following the order of the spiritual master. And but he also had association, as you say, of his God brothers, God sisters, that still he would take their advice or consider what they said. He took it, you know, even a drunkard, he took as his spiritual master, you know, that actually somehow or other, he got some toilet paper because he couldn't bear to go in that place without toilet paper. But somehow or other, there was some deficiency. But a drunkard somehow... gave an instruction that there's something missing, something lacking. And he took that as just another action of his spiritual master, that somehow or other this person's showing me something, or my spiritual master's showing me something. And they act as a limb, like a limb. And so it can be even from a dog. You know, a dog can be faithful to the master?
Yes.
Because they've got simplicity, affection. You know, so we can learn from a dog, you know.
Yeah. So it's very important to follow the Vani, because Vapu might not be with us, but the Vani always stays. If that's where the listen, our hearing skill, Shravanam, comes. We hear our spiritual master. We have to listen to what spiritual master is saying. Yeah. Is that okay? Anybody else? Okay, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Sri Ramachandra Bhagwan ki, Jai Ram Navami Mahotsav ki. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Jai Hare Krishna.